Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
This devotion was written by Bill Green and read by Don King. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31 reads this way. Why do you say, Jacob, and declare, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? My God ignores my predicament. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't grow tired or weary. His understanding is beyond human reach, giving power to the tired and reviving the exhausted. Youths will become tired and weary. Young men will certainly stumble, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will fly up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be tired. They will walk and not be weary. Have you ever said those words, "Why, God, is this happening to me?" I have. At those moments, I must be feeling much like the people to whom Isaiah was talking. They felt that God was ignoring the predicament they were in, or maybe that God didn't care, or that God had grown tired of trying to fix the messes that they had gotten themselves into. You know the list when we are playing the blame game and wanting to lay all that is happening at God's feet and proclaim that if God cared, then none of this would have happened. Isaiah's response was to remind them and us that God is the creator. If God created all the world, then God would never grow tired or weary. God's power and understanding is limitless, and God is willing to share that hope and strength with us. But we have a part to play. We must believe it. We must put our faith and hope in God. When we do, we will gain strength. We still have to deal with the situation that we are in. But we know again that we are not alone. God is aware of what we are going through. Our misery is not hidden from God. And in good time, with God's love, this powerful creative God will help us to soar again with the eagles. I recall a woman I got to know when I was a teenager. Blanche lost her eyesight when she was about 75. For the longest time, she was in a great big pity party, to use her words. She kept asking God, "Why me?" Finally, she started to ask God a different question. "How can you use me?" She became a prayer warrior. Her daughter would keep a list of all the people who asked her to pray for them. She would read Blanche a few every so often, and then Blanche would pray for them. She spent hours a day in prayer. It lifted her spirits and moved her back into the world. She'd been staying at home, afraid and embittered. Now she was back to church and her women's group and full of life. She had begun to soar. Her blindness was not cured, but her attitude was transformed. She realized this all-powerful God loved her and had a use for her. She made a tremendous impact on me as a young man, and I'm sure she did on others who admired her ability to enjoy life, even when it was hard. Let's pray. Loving God, when we feel like you do not care, remind us that you never grow weary in loving us and caring for us. Help us to put our trust in you, knowing that we will get through this difficult time, we will gain strength, and yes, might even soar again like an eagle. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast.
I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.